It's 41 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's take a look at how USDA reported export sales this morning for the week ending October 25th. In millions of bushels, the numbers look like this. Wheat, 6.6. Corn, 25.0. And soybeans, 27.2. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. The lower trend in cash hog prices is expected to continue through the week, and today's markets are called flat to $1 per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called steady to lower with tops from $34 to $36. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, October 31st, negotiated swine purchases were 14,947. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 40.50 to 52.70. The weighted average, 49.52, a loss of $1.07 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.57 to $42, and the weighted average was $38.97. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,074, the base price range, $40 to $57.25, the weighted average, $52.36, a loss of $1.32 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.81 to $41.44, and the weighted average was $39.45. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We'll take a look at South America first of all, and go into Brazil and Argentina specifically. And in Brazil, the northern production areas are where we have the most concerns, as we've been talking about for quite some time. It's been rather dry across Bahia, northern Minas Gerais, and northeastern Goiás. And it looks like there will continue to be some dry weather in those areas, so there will be planting problems in those areas due to dryness, and especially over Bahia. And isolated showers and thunderstorms may move into that area early next week, and they could get some showers that will benefit planting next week. But at first, it looks like they'll be spotty. Now, the wet season, though, is typically starting by now in that area, so it's a little behind schedule. And so that's the area of concern. Now, as you go farther west in the northern portions of the Brazilian crop area, and that would include the rest of Goiás and the state of Mato Grosso, they did pick up some rain over the last couple of weeks, so it's not as dire there, but still moisture totals in the past month have been a bit below average. Now, as you go farther south into the central and southern production areas of Brazil, planting is well underway, and they have a very favorable plan, very favorable weather pattern for planting in the central and southern production areas of Brazil. They have showers and thunderstorms that have been occurring from time to time, and some dry weather in between to allow for field access. Right now, the showers and thunderstorms are concentrated on southern portions of Brazil. That would be in Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina. And those showers will be moving northward into Paraná, Mato Grosso do Sul, and Sao Paulo here over the next couple of days. And there could be some locally heavy rainfall in the state of Paraná, but drier weather is going to then push in to that area over the weekend, and that should help for some more planting here as we go into next week. Now, as far as Argentina is concerned, we have no big changes in the forecast there, and showers and thunderstorms were in northern portions of Argentina, but they have moved out of there, so dry weather is now covering the bean and corn belt of Argentina, and it looks like that's going to be the case here through the weekend and into next week. So that's going to help out with the planting of summer crops and also the harvesting of wheat. Now, there's some concern that some of the soil may be getting a little more or getting too much dryness. And so that's an area we'll be watching. But right now, there's not any major problems with that. The driest portions of the Argentinian bean belt are the southern portions. That would include La Pampa, Buenos Aires, southern Cordoba, and southern portions of the province of Santa Fe. Okay, coming back stateside here, I'll just tell you that it looks like generally dry and open weather is going to continue through the weekend. A cold front's going to move northwest to southeast through the Midwest on Monday into Monday night and Tuesday. It's going to be mainly dry at first, but could touch off some rain in eastern and southern sections later on Monday. Behind it, the coldest air of the season. And then we'll get into a more variable weather pattern, up and down in temperature and occasional precipitation beyond that. But open weather through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 831.5, down a half last trade, up 12. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 811, up 3 last trade, up 12.25. July, 671.25, down 1.25 last trade, up 10.5. December corn opened at 375.5, unchanged. Last trade up 3.25. July, 409.5, down 1.75. Last trade up 3.5. December of next year, 420.5, down 3/4. Last trade up 3.25. November beans opened at 1009.5, down a half. Last trade up 8. January making new contract highs overnight. Open at 1026.5, up 3/4. Last trade up 8.25. July, 1048.5, down 1. Last trade up 9. December soybean meal opened at 280.60, up a dollar. December soybean oil opened at 42.44, up 13. Last trade up 39. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales out this morning, and after three back-to-back tremendous weeks for corn, it finally came down to earth a little bit.
Yeah, we did, and the trade was still looking for something up in the sky, though. 25 million bushel, not too bad, but certainly quite a bit less than what the trade was looking at, somewhere between 35 and 45 million. These low export bookings, the fact that harvest is probably in the last 15 or 20% right now. This corn market, I thought, kind of struggled yesterday. We'll be up 1 to 3 at the outset today. Also, a lot of people are talking about 4.25 December 08 corn futures as a place to begin sales. We were there yesterday. We were there overnight. That was the high. My guess is that even if we go there today, there's going to be a lot less selling than what folks had said earlier.
We have a report due out from USDA next week. Will carry out very much from $2
billion? I don't think so. I think we'll still be right in there somewhere between 2.1 and 1.95.
Turn your attention to the wheat market, where exports were a market year low.
Yeah, we really just fell off the bottom side there, coming in at 6.6 million bushel. The trade was looking for something in the mid to high 20s, so this would be a real disappointment. Still, the long liquidation that we've been seeing pressuring this market looks like it's about over with. We'll be 6 to 10 higher, I think, on the wheat at the outset.
Is $8 wheat supportive?
I don't know. I think we can probe under that. And certainly there's going to be an attempt to get under there and maybe stay under there a little bit.
Turn your attention to the soybeans, please.
Soybeans 4 to 6 higher. Slow farmer selling here. Export bookings were good. A dryness in some areas of southern Argentina, I think, are going to garner more attention as the week goes on.
Why haven't we gotten a contract high in the November contract?
Oh, I don't know. We're still seeing quite a bit of harvest time pressure, and I think we've got the speculative element out of the Novembers.
Turn your attention over to the Merck.
At the Merck, I think we're going to see a mixed cattle market. Basis has improved here, but the futures market probably be up 20 to down 20 type of a market. I think if the cash market should come in as much as two higher, that will be higher at the end of the day, but at the outset mixed. Hogs, I think we'll see continued pressure. Cash market looks dull. Weights are right up there. We're seeing just an influx of hogs coming to market, many more than what the trade had anticipated for this stage of the game.
We have a few moments to talk about outside markets. Crude oil making new contract highs again overnight.
Yeah, it did, and it backed off that a little bit. I've been watching that as well as the metals market. The metals are down a little bit this morning. This crude market, who knows where it's going to be? There's an awful lot of talk about a $100 crude price. We got up to 96-something overnight. We're back down over that. I think the speculative element's probably worth $20, maybe $30 a barrel in that crude, but it's certainly there. How much is it in the corn and the beans is probably the question.
Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgReview, you're listening to WILO Urbana.